Workers with the world's largest airline are not surprised. In a letter from Senior Vice President Jeff Brundage, they learned system-wide job cuts would total 8%. Crunch the numbers, and that comes out to nearly 7,000 employees. Pilots and ground workers have been told the company will reach its goal through voluntary and involuntary worker reductions. The reduced capacity is a result of cuts to the fleet and schedule because of record-high fuel fees. Analysts expect the costs of retiring both small and large jets could amount to $1.5 billion. They also predict various retirement packages will cost some $70 million. For NPR News, I'm Bill Ziebel in Dallas.